Proclamation number 7680, dated the August 22nd, 1960. The bliss of return. You should know that no greater bliss exists for me than to watch you, my living creations, develop into children who recognize their father and wish to be united with him. This bliss is inconceivable for you because you were not able to assess my immense love when I created you, and this love will never diminish until it has found final union with you once more. That is, until you have returned to me again of your own free incentive. Love is my fundamental substance. Love is the strength which created everything. It is love which assures your continued existence, and infinite love wants to make you blissfully happy for all eternity. Hence you emerged from love as perfect creatures, since everything I created could only be perfect. And yet you were created beings which could not have been anything else but perfect when they came forth from my hand. However, I was not satisfied with this degree of perfection. I wanted children next to me which voluntarily would strive towards ultimate perfection, but in the case they could also shape themselves into imperfect beings if this is what they wanted. And countless beings misshaped themselves into this imperfection when they deliberately distanced themselves from me and reversed all divine characteristics into the opposite. This was not my will. Nevertheless, it happened with my permission, because I knew that the retransformation into perfection was possible for the beings, and that this regeneration will be accomplished one day, if only after an infinitely long time. But the beings which managed to achieve this act of regeneration become what I myself was unable to achieve with my power, their father's true children, who thus become as perfect as their Father in heaven is perfect, who voluntarily strive back to me and make me extremely happy when I can draw them to my heart as my true children, when they have and will remain united with me for all eternity. It is an exceedingly happy state for me to watch these children of mine take a step at a time towards the goal of unification with me, even if this return to me necessitates an infinitely long time. I know that one day it will come to an end, that no being will remain distant from me. I know that the work, which started with the being's act of apostasy, will continue with absolute certainty, even if the being's free will occasionally makes it fall back, even if eternities pass by until this free will changes and longs for me. Nevertheless, my love will not stop helping the being to come up from below. Time and again my love will come to meet the creature, and my yearning for union will constantly increase and will indeed find fulfillment one day. Just as the creature will long for me one day and strive for unification. But then the being will be eternally happy. Therefore it is of little significance for me as to when this union will take place, because for me 1,000 years are like a day, but I know for a fact that it will take place one day, and I only seek to shorten the time of return to me for my living creation's sake. But I will not precipitate it if the beings will ease still opposed to me. However, once my children feel the bliss which results from our union, they will be incapable of understanding why they opposed me for so long, for their love for me will also come fully aglow, and the being will never want to separate itself from me again. Only then will the beings grasp what love is, then they will know that nothing that emerged from me can disappear, and that everything must indeed be of highest perfection in order to be permanently united with me, in order to endure my presence, in order to create at and shape beside me, as I have planned from the very beginning. And the Creator will be blissfully happy with his living creation, the Father will be inconceivably blissful with his child. Amen.